El Padre Santo, Espíritu Santo, Angelico, el anima se ne va verso l'eternità. morning when I wake up, in the evening when I rise, I will lift my hands to heaven, I will lift them to the sky. I know that you're there, I know that you can. I need your sweet presence. That's why I sing. I love the praise your name, Lord, the lover of my soul. I love the praise your name, Lord. Oh, let your spirit take. That's why I sing. I love the praise of your name, Lord, the healer of my soul. I love the praise of your name, Lord. Oh, may your spirit make good room.
Father God, Yahovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift this program up to you tonight as we speak your word. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every one of us and our family. Invite the Holy Spirit of God to come and unlock the word for us tonight. Bless the hearer. Let the word go out to accomplish what you'd have it to do tonight. Guide and direct our steps, Father God. We ask that you unloose warrior angels to stand with Israel tonight and go before them and be their defense. God, we ask that you would uncover every hiding place of the enemies of Israel. Let them be exposed. Let their communications fail. And loose the angel of the Lord to smite them and destroy them. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Also, bless President Trump tonight, God, if it's your will for him to get in. Bless him and remove every hurdle. Rebuke every lying tongue, God. Expose all the people in conspiracy, God, who've been lying, deceiving, trying to entrap. God, expose their sins. Let their sins find them out. Judge between them and President Trump. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, God, go before him and be his defense. We plead the blood of Jesus over RFK Jr. also. Bless him, God. Tulsi Gabbard. Put a hedge of protection, wall of fire from Zachary 2 and 5 around her. Around all of us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to pick up tonight over there in 1 Kings chapter 14. At that time, Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah, the prophet, which told me that I should be king over this people. And take with thee 10 loaves and cracknels, and a cruse of honey, and go to him. He shall tell thee what shall become of the child." And Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. And Jehovah said unto Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shalt thou say unto her, for it shall be when she cometh in that she shall feign herself to be another woman." And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, that he said, "Come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why feignest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings. Go tell Jeroboam, thus saith Jehovah, God of Israel, for as much as I exalted thee from among the people, and made thee prince over my people Israel, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments and who followed me with all his heart to do that only which was right in mine eyes, but hast done evil above all that were before thee. For thou hast gone and made thee other gods and molten images to provoke me to anger, and hast cast me behind thy back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam as a man taketh away dung, till it be all gone. Him that dieth of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. For Jehovah has spoken it. Arise thou therefore, get thee to thine own house. And when thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die. And all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him. free only of Jeroboam, shall come to the grave. Because in him there is found some good thing toward Yahovah, God of Israel, and the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, Yahovah shall raise him up a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam that day. But what? Even now. For Yahovah shall smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land which he gave to their fathers, and scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their groves, provoking Yahovah to anger. Folks, have we in America, have we provoked God to anger? And we don't think there's going to be repercussions? Allowing homosexuality to be the order of the day? Sacrificing the unborn to demons? Yes, we have. And judgment has already started. It's coming through the border. Every day. The economy is in shambles. And we're on the precipice of an attack on America and World War III. The only hope for any of us is to run to the Lord and repent. Judgment's coming. Volcanoes are igniting. Earthquakes are being felt in diverse places. And Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tirzah. And when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died. And they buried him. And all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of Yahovah, which he spake by the hand of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, and he slept with his fathers, and Nadab his son reigned in his stead. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which Yahovah did choose out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And it's still there today, as is Zion, his holy hill. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. And Judah did evil in the sight of Yahovah, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed, above all that their fathers had done. For they also built them high places and images and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also Sodomites in the land. Sound familiar? We've got the Bohemian Grove in California. We've got temples to Baphomet in Chicago. We've got images being broadcast around the world from Hollywood. Sodomites in the White House. A president's son who's a cocaine addict. Again, for they also built them high places and images and groves on every high hill. We've got a phallic symbol called the Washington Monument in our capital. It says that under every green tree. There are also Sodomites in the land, and did it according to all the abominations of the nations which Yahovah cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasures of the house of Yahovah and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all. And he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields and committed them into the hands of the chief of the guard which kept the door of the king's house. It was so when the king went into the house of Yahovah that the guard bare them and brought them back into the guard chamber. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. And Abijam, his son, reigned in his stead. First Kings chapter 15. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned over Abijam, over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacha, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his fathers, which had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with Yahweh his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake, did Yahweh his God give him a lamp in Jerusalem to set up his son after him and to establish Jerusalem. Because David did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh and turned not aside from anything he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was a war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa, his son, reigned in his stead.
אותך שמה נוטה שמיים קריאה הקרה במים עליותיו בסמבים רחובו המהלך הכנפי רוח עושה מלאך הרוחות משרתה ואש לוהט יסד ארץ על מכוניה בלתימות עולם ואש
And in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. And 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of Yahovah, as did David his father. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maacah his mother, even her he removed from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with Yahovah all his days. And he brought in the things which his father had dedicated and the things which himself had dedicated into the house of Yahovah, silver and gold and vessels. There was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not suffer it any to go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasuries of the house of Yahovah and the treasures of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, and said, "There is a league between me and thee, and between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent unto thee a present of silver and gold. Come and break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of the host, which he had against the cities of Israel, and smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Beth-Maacah, and all Cinneroth, with all the land of Naphtali. It came to pass, when Baasha heard thereof, that he left off building of Ramah, and dwelt in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was exempted. And they took away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had built. And King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. The rest of all the acts of Asa and all his might, and all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. And Asa slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead. And Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of Yahovah, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin. And Baasha, the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him, and Baasha smote him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. For Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Even in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, did Baasha slay him and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass when he reigned that he smote all the house of Jeroboam. He left not to Jeroboam any that breathed until he destroyed him, according unto the saying of Jehovah, which he spake by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. Because of the sins of Jeroboam which he sinned, and which he made Israel sin, by the provocation wherewith he provoked Jehovah, God of Israel, to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the chronicles of the kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, began Baasha, the son of Ahijah, to reign over all Israel in Tirzah 24 years. And he did evil in the sight of Jehovah, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin.
Father, thou bless the name of King Etienne Semenoi, and act him for his soul. Be so my
going to go to Proverbs chapter 4, coming up at the top of the hour, Brian Melvin. Hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it and pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy feet from evil. Go to Psalms 18. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of Yahovah, who spake unto Yahovah the words of this song in the day that Yahovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love thee, O Yahovah, my strength. Yahovah is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon Yahovah, who is worthy to be praised, so I shall be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon Yahovah and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick cloud passed, hailstones and coals of fire. Yahovah also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Yahovah, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but Yahovah was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. Yahovah rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahovah, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath Yahovah recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down hind looks. For thou wilt light my candle. Yahovah my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of Yahovah is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save Yahovah? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath hold me up. Thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps underneath me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Pray that for Israel tonight, that they would overtake their enemies until they were consumed. I have wounded them that were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. Let that be the case with Israel, that God will deliver the necks of their enemies and destroy them that hate Israel. In Jesus' name. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto Yahovah, but he answered them not. Then I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their places. Yahovah liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avenges me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent men. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Yahovah, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed evermore.